Blog Talk Radio.
Celebrating a birthday,
down my main.
Yeah, that's my number one chick,
down my main.
The one that always had my back,
down my main.
With me and my babe broke up,
down my main.
She be the chick up on site,
down my main.
And don't let her get turned up,
down my main.
She my hero for a reason.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can tell her all my secrets.
Oh, oh, oh.
Cause I know that she gon' keep her.
Oh, oh, oh.
Can't nothing come between us.
Oh, oh, oh.
That my main one.
Only girls that I love,
down my main.
Been down with her since day one,
down my main.
Can't nobody break this up,
down my main.
We never fight over them boys,
down my main.
Playing with these dudes like toys,
down my main.
Vacay with me in Miami,
down my main.
Front row with me at the Grammy,
down my main.
She my hero for a reason.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can tell her all my secrets.
Oh, oh, oh.
Cause I know she gon' keep her.
Oh, oh, oh.
Can't nothing come between us.
Oh, oh, oh.
That my main one.
Conditional. I eat it in the morning like cereal. Here we go, here we go. We ain't done yet. When she call me Big Daddy, I love that. That's my main, that's the one I curve all these old folks. Got my name tatted on her body like a cholo. 10 toes down for a boy, she a rider. Game busy in that fire. She get her own money and she ballin'. She answer what a real, real callin'. That's my main thing. Every week we on the same thing.
And even when I fall,
if you ain't in here right now, I wanna see you point it out.
Who been with me since you won't turn on me for anyone?
If you ain't in here right now, I wanna see you point it out.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. Okay, we was having a few technical difficulties. I apologize for that, but we are back and we are in effect. Okay, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show. Those that have been listening and haven't been hearing anything, we're back. We are here. We're about to start the show. And we're sorry for any technical difficulties. I was playing a little bit of music, right? But check it out. It is now time for us to jump head into the discussion. The discussion that we do have today is my kids and your kids. My kids and your kids. Okay? The impact that kids have on relationships, right? Now, I know we normally start with the relationship truth part of the show, but guess what? We're not going to do that today. We're going to jump right into the conversation since we had a few technical difficulties, but I got everything straightened out. This is radio, so things do happen, but you know what we do? We bounce back and we keep it moving, right? But check it out. Here we go. I'm going to start with a post that a young lady read to me. Sent to me on Facebook. She says, check it out. I need y'all to feel this. She says, I was actually in a relationship where a guy that I was dating was not liked by my child. My child did not like this guy. Respect for my child, I did have to end the relationship. It makes me wonder at this particular point how things could have been. Okay, that's a very good point. So we're going to set it off, everybody, talking about the impact that children have on relationships, right? The impact that children have on relationships, that's going to be our topic of discussion. So when you take this young lady's situation, and we're going to jump right here into it. Now, remember, you guys are listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show. We run every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., right? Every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Real topics, real solutions that we're going to give you. So we're not just going to throw around information. So let's address this real quick. How many of you ladies out there have ever made the statement, or all your ladies that are single moms, if a man wants to get with me, he has to accept me and my child or my children. If a man wants to date me, he has to date me and my children, right? Because of the fact that we are a complete package. How many of you guys have ever felt that way? I'll wait. I'm going to let y'all respond, right? This situation is similar to what the young lady just said. She was in a relationship, and you know what? She had to call it quits because of the fact that things weren't gelling well between the child and the new man, right? What I say to that is, number one is, if this child is not being detrimentally impacted by this person, if this person is not disrespecting the child, is not casting a bad shadow of a leader, you know, or of a role model, you see, living a bad lifestyle, beating on you or disrespecting you in front of him, I feel like you don't want to let your child make that decision. Now, like, okay, I normally get a whole lot of disagreement on that. And I'm prepared for it, but I'm ready to speak on it. You don't want to let your child make that decision. The reason why is because your child, let me break it down. Your child is going to be a child for a very, very short period of time in your life. For real. We're not even speaking about when they become a teenager, because a lot of teenagers are so disengaged with their parents, they don't care what you do, because they're so caught up in their own lives. If you allow your child to dictate your love life, what are you going to do after your child is gone? What are you going to do after your child is disengaged at that point? You know, out with their friends, their high school friends, playing high school sports, going to the dance, going to the movies, going to parties and things of that nature. What are you going to do when you're at home alone and you didn't give that guy a chance because of your child? You know, you're going to feel crazy. You're going to feel like, well, damn. Now I'm up here, now I feel like I want to call that guy, you know what I'm saying? I want to call that guy and reach out to him. Those that are just listening, you are listening to Kenny Talk and the Kenny Talk Experience, a Real Relationship Talk Show, only on Dollhouse Radio, and we're discussing my kids and your kids. Remember, 646-595-4038 if you want to comment, or Kenny Talk Experience on Facebook. Because all you got to do is just shoot me an inbox. Hit me up on Twitter, Kenny Talk EXP. All right, back to the conversation. So you got to say to yourself, why would I allow my child to dictate that if it's nothing detrimental, if there's no detrimental impact to my child with me seeing this person? You know, you might find yourself after your child is either a disengaged teenager or an adult that's moved on with their lives, and now you're at home by yourself. You may find yourself saying, you know what, man, I wish I still, I mean, I wonder if I should call old dude back and see what he's doing now after some years done passed. But I'm sure he's probably already moved on. You know what I'm saying? He's moved on with his life. And now you are at a point to where you back on the dating scene. You know? That's something I want to touch on with that one. So now, the show will go on, everybody. The show is going to go on. We are discussing the impact that children have on relationships. Let's talk about now young love, everybody. There's a lot of young love going on out there. A lot of young love in the air. You got teenagers, people in high school. You got young adults in their early 20s. You know, I remember, like I said, I remember with 95.7 Jams, you know, on the Vital Show, you know, we did a little road trip on a little bit of a college tour that we did, and we actually got a chance to go to a college, Jacksonville State University. Some of you guys know about it, but we drove over and actually got a chance to sit down and have a forum on relationships with these young kids. A lot of them were, of course, 18, 19, 20 years old, 21 years old. And these kids, when they're talking about, guess what they were talking about, y'all? Committed relationships. I'm looking for somebody that's, you know, that's going to be only committed to me, that's going to be ready to settle down. I'm looking at these kids like, what are you talking about? Y'all are so young. What are you worried about that for, right? This is just a segue into the point I'm trying to make, right? Young love. When we take young love like that so serious, we start acting like adults in the relationship. You know, naturally, we're having sex, and if we're having sex and we, with the understanding that we're in a committed relationship, the condom comes off. Uh-oh. Yeah, I said it. I said it on the Real Relationship Talk Show. The condom comes off, and I know y'all can relate to that out there. Ladies, I know you can relate. You make him wear a condom the first few times, but as long as he said, hey, I'm going to be with you and only you forever, you're the only one, I love you, and I love you and only you, and I only want to have sex with you, I don't see them other women, you allow the condom to come off, because you're in a committed relationship. And you know what happens when the condom come off? You get pregnant. That's why we got so many young girls that are out on the dating scene, 22, 23, and 24 years old, that already have kids. You know, so how did a child impact that young relationship? You know, it made you go from possibly being a potential, you know, wife or whatever, to a baby mama. Because what happens, fellas, I want y'all to keep it real. I want to hear from the fellas if you want to on Facebook. What happens, what in the world happens when you date a person, when you're dating a person and you just so happen to get them pregnant? What happens at that particular point? Is the thrill gone? What makes us kind of start backing away from that person? How do children actually impact the relationship? I want to hear from you guys, all right? We want to hear from you. What in the world happens that'll make you say, you know what, man, I ain't really feeling her no more? Well, I'm going to tell y'all what happened. Well, first, I'm going to go to Facebook. Okay, I got a dude that just hit me up, right? He said he feels thrill is gone after she has her baby because the baby becomes... comes first. Okay, he says he feels that the thrill leaves or goes away because now the baby have to come first in a relationship. Okay, what do you? I guess let's dig into that a little bit. The baby do have to come first, so I guess that leaves a little time for intimacy for you, you know. And also women, let's keep it real with you guys. Let's keep it real. You look at your baby's father different when you're young like that, and you have after you have that baby, because now your whole life, your whole situation has changed. You know what I'm saying? You have a little life that you have to take care of, you know. And God forbid if you have to work. Now you got to look at child care, which is going to be an extra expense that's going to be coming out of your check, your party money, right? You're also looking at being able to sometimes having to miss work when the child is sick. So what happens when you have to miss work? If you got one of those strict jobs, okay, you got to do something about that. You can't be missing work or you're going to get fired. Or if you miss work, if you don't have a way where you get paid time off, you just miss hours on your check being out with your child because they sick. And it starts to frustrate you because now you're not able to actually do what you need to do financially with the bills. And that frustration starts to come at the guy because the guy, he probably make a little money but don't make much, but it ain't enough to help you out. So now you start looking at him with resentment. Okay, it's like a domino effect. Do you get my point? It's a domino effect, ladies and gentlemen. And what happens is you start to resent each other. You start to spend little time around each other. Less intimate time, right? So naturally that leaves room for what? If I'm a man, I want y'all to put two and two together. I'm a man, and I'm not getting that same intimacy at home. So what's the next thing that I'm going to do? Man, I need me another woman. I need me a woman that's going to be able to pay that kind of attention to me. You know what I'm saying? In come the side chick. Until y'all get to the point to where you get caught texting or dealing with the side chick and y'all break up. Now you're a baby mama and now you're upset saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to put you on child support. Man, it's a terrible domino effect. Now I want to make sure everybody that's just joining me understand the direction that I'm going is not to bash having kids. I got to say that. Okay, they just hit me up on Facebook and said, hey, I'm glad you cleared that up. Yeah, I had to clear that up. Thank you. I had to clear that up. It's not about bashing kids. We love the kids. Children are the future. You got to understand, Trick loves the kids. We love children, right? You know what I'm saying? We look out for them. We take care of the kids. But we just have to help you understand that there is a domino effect or an impact on having a child young, is all I'm saying. There's an impact on having a child, period. Not just being young, but period. It changed the whole dynamic of your relationship. So what do you do about it? What do you do about it? You got to make sure that you stay close together, you communicate, you focus on raising the child, but you gotta balance out time for each other. I gotta keep in a real letter coming up after the break, right? That's gonna pretty much tie into my kids and your kids, the impact that you have on relationships. It brings a lot of frustration, especially when financially, you know what I'm saying? It also impacts, talk about young girls and young boys having children early and the impact on your fun life, on your extracurricular activity. You know, one of the things that a lot of young people love to do now, and I'm sure everybody can feel me when or can attest to this, they love to go out and party. It ain't nothing wrong with going out to party and having a very good time. Nothing wrong with it at all, right? But it does become a problem when, guess what? You got to get somebody to watch the baby. You got to get somebody to watch your child. A lot of them use mom. A lot of them use, hey, my sister. You know, my uncle, my auntie, somebody watch my child. because it's a big party going on this weekend and I want to go to it. Guess what happened to those? Guess what happened when you can't find anyone to babysit? You can't go. How does that make you feel? Yeah, you be kind of pissed off. You be kind of, you know, damn. You be mad at your moms, or you be mad at the person, the people that can't keep watch your baby. And it also can impact, you know what I'm saying, at that particular point, how you deal with your baby that night. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got these crazy stories about people shaking these babies because they won't stop crying. You got these young people frustrated. You know what I'm saying? Because of the life that they have chosen or what actually happened. You know? And majority of times, another impact is the fact that children always come unplanned. Unplanned. You know? Because we having sex without a condom because we think we're in a committed relationship, only committed to each other. We feel like we can have sex without a condom. Yet and still, we're not taking the precautions of preventing, you know, pregnancy. You know, you start on the birth control pills and then you get off them because of how they make you feel, or you just don't feel like taking them all the time for whatever reason, and you end up getting pregnant. You know, these unplanned children come into your life and they mess up your plans. So, you know, and when they mess up your plans, guess what? You feel some type of way. A lot of them don't even like to look at themselves in the mirror, you know. So you got these young people that wishing they can have fun, but they can't because of, guess what, they have children. You got these young people that's wishing they can go out on dates, but hey, I got to cancel because I don't have anybody to watch my kids. You know, this is what we deal with as youngsters. So a solution, and I know it's kind of early in the show, but I'm going to go ahead and give a solution. A solution is that even if you are in what you think to be a committed relationship, or even if it is a sexually committed relationship, you have gotten the okay from the person that you're with that, okay, I'm going to only have sex with you. Keep the condom on. Don't have kids young because of the fact of that can impact what you guys have, right? Also, when you have those kids young, it takes away the building and bonding time that you and the person that you're with need in order to sustain a strong relationship. You know, you won't be able to experience traveling with each other, not having to worry about children. You won't be able to experience spending your money how you want to spend it on each other instead of worrying about kids. You know, you won't have that chance to experience what it's like to really enjoy each other because now you have this young child that comes first. So guess what ends up happening to your relationship that has that weak foundation? What happens to a house built on a weak foundation, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, let's go to Facebook real quick. I got another comment. Kenny Talk, I feel where you're coming from with the impact that children have on relationships, but I feel like that a lot of children do bring relationships close together. We have to not forget the fact that children do make people's relationships better. Hey, I totally agree with you on that. And that was going to be another point we was going to touch on. But we wanted to start from the young people's perspective first and foremost. The young people's perspective. We want y'all to understand that you got plenty of time to have children. You need to really take in consideration, guess what? Your lifestyle that you want to live, your freedom that you want to have, and you not being in a rush to jump into this relationship. That's what we're saying. So big shout out to the person that actually posted that on there. We're going to talk about that a little bit more after the break, right? Because it is going to be very, very important that we touch on that aspect. Children do, guess what, bring people close together. And that's what we got. All right, everybody, we're about to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back with the Keeping It Real letter. Now, the Keeping It Real letter, man. The Keeping It Real letter is going to open up open up the discussion to go from a different perspective. So big shout out to the person that did write in. We're going to touch on that in just a second. Guess what? It's about that time. Let's jump in. The Real Relationship Talk Show, only on Dollhouse Radio. My name is Kenny Talk, right? Hit us up. Let us know what you think.
What's up, baby?
I'll be back after. And you can say
that. Why you keep it? You know what I mean?
My kids and your kids on the Real Relationship Talk Show.
I'm back, though. You know what I mean? You can get out for what you want, man. Slip away with me. Hey.
It's time for the Real. keeping it real letter, and the keeping it real letter comes from Columbus, Georgia. I want to thank Columbus, Georgia for writing in. She was pretty honest, and I know this is very hurtful. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to, you know what? Let's speak on her situation. Check it out. The keeping it real letter from Columbus, Georgia. Hello, Kenny Talk. Hello, sweetie. I live in Columbus, Georgia. And I've been in a relationship, a committed relationship, she's been in a committed relationship for 3 years, in which they got engaged. And they stayed engaged for about a year and a half before planning their wedding. The wedding did go through, and they did get married, and things were going beautiful for them. However, just like any relationships, we have our problems. Our problems come just like everyone else's, of course, started with definitely a little bit of cheating after we had been together for so long. Now it's one thing to be able to cheat. One thing to be cheating. However, it's another thing to actually conceive a baby outside of the marriage. She says that her husband fathered a child with a young lady that lives in the city, and this young lady and her child has become a part of their relationship, you know, rightfully so. She says rightfully so because the child is my husband's son. I felt like it's important for my husband to be in his son's life, and I did agree to stick it out with him. But I have to let you know, things are really not the same. I bet they're not, Columbus. Things are not the same because I realized that I could have chosen to leave. However, this is the man that I love, and I want to spend the rest of my life with. But the dynamic of the relationship is different now that he has a child with this young lady, because the young lady is not really the problem. It's just the fact that me and my husband have two kids of our own. So it can't help but be an awkward feeling when the son comes around. It can't help but be an awkward conversation when I have to speak to my children about their stepbrother's mom, you know, and how they impact our relationship. Can you keep it real with my situation? Well, you know what? That's a very sticky situation. But we know it all. We know all it all to be true that it does happen. You know, this is a reality. Let's talk about the impact, Columbus, that a child outside of a relationship, a child outside of a marriage, can have. Now, she says that we all know that it breeds, of course, awkward conversations. You know, when your children have questions and you have to answer them, right? As well as when the child starts asking questions. Okay, this is my mom here, but who is this lady here that you're with, Dad? Oh, this is my wife. Huh? Well, who is my mom to you? You see, a whole lot of awkward conversations. So to keep it real with the situation, you're right. You did make the decision to stick it out, you know, and stay with your husband because you love your husband and y'all got two children together, you know. So you're going to really you really have to look at it from a different perspective and know how to deal with it. This awkwardness is going to stay awkward as long as you try to keep it, you know, kind of concealed, as long as you try to hide it in a sense. You have to be just open with it, and you have to make it the norm. You have to make it the norm in the relationship because guess what, sweetie? That's exactly what it is now. It's the norm if you don't stick it out. Well, on top of that, even if you don't stick it out, it's still a conversation you're going to have with your kids. It's still a situation that you're going to have to deal with, right? So I wanted to make sure you understood that. You have to make sure that when your kids ask, you keep it real. You just go ahead and tell them what the situation is. Now, I'm not trying to say bash their father, but to say that's their mom or what have you, you know. And you got to be open because kids are smarter than we think they are, and they can accept more than we believe that they can accept, right? At the end of the day, we're adults. The mistake was made. Whatever happened, happened. We need to be able to grow from it, right? And from the guy's perspective, I think the guy or your husband needs to be sensitive to how you feel about the situation, right? He also needs to be as verbal as he can with the kids and not leave it up to you just having to explain, you know, because as long as you're the one explaining and there's no accountability for the father to explain, then it's still going to leave that awkwardness around, okay? So that's a little bit from me. I want to just keep it real with you, you know. We're going to actually go to Facebook, and then I'm going to jump on the chat line and see if we got and read some stuff, as well as I'm going to go to the phone line. All right, so I appreciate you writing in, Columbus. We're going to see if anybody wants to speak on it. We got Facebook. Got a friend on Facebook that wants to speak on the situation. They says that she's foolish for wanting to stick around to have to explain this. I feel like it would be easier to deal with you taking control of your family, without him being around in the relationship, and it'll be easier to explain in that manner. Okay, that's a personal opinion. All right. I got another young lady that says that, to me, cheating is the last straw. Oh, so when you add in a child, it adds insult to injury. I feel like a decision must be made at that particular time, and this man should not be in my life. All right, well, that's the decision that you would make. But Columba said that she made the decision to stay because she loved him, right? And that's just what it is. We got to make sure that whatever we commit to, we be willing to stick it out at the end of the day. We are willing to stick it out, you know. Let's see what else I got. Well, you know what? I'm going to go to the phone line real quick, 205-563. We're going to bring 205-563 on the line. And I want to hear what you got to say about, you know, the keeping it real ladder or the topic at hand. You're live on the Kenny Talk Experience. What say you on the subject? What's up?
Hey. I just wanted to make a comment on at both topics, actually.
Okay.
At the beginning, you talked about, you know, of course, kids impacting the relationship.
Right.
I believe it depends on the age of the child. Now, this might sound crazy, but when if you get with somebody and you have like a young, like a baby around that, you know, a baby up until maybe like 3 or 4, and they just act funny around the person you're with, no matter if you think he's a great man, he treats you good, but if the child cries around them or something, you know, just if they cry a lot around them, it's kind of like a sign from a child, like this person might not be that good. You know, they see the evil.
That's a good
in
point.
People that grown people don't see, children do. But if they're teenagers and, you know, in grade school and you got somebody that's treating you good and, you know, they're a good person, just because, oh, I don't like him, you know, because they might be a little bit jealous because they're taking up some of your time. And then it also depends on the sex. You know, sometimes females, young females with their fathers, a lot of times they don't like the other woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
So it just kind of depends on the sex, the age, and all of that. But I don't think you should just leave the person that you're with because your child doesn't like them. Only if they're babies and they acting kind of funny, like they sensing something, then yeah, go on, get up out of there. But as far as the keeping it real letter, hats off to that lady. I think she's definitely a strong one to stay with her husband. After, you know, having a child, being cheated on is one thing, but a child, I just can imagine that's very hurtful. But at the end of the day, people can say everything they want to, but y'all, we women know, if you love your man, we gonna put up with some stuff. So you can never really say what you won't do until you're in that situation. So I just wanted to, you know, say shouts out to her for trying to stick it out. And when the kids get older, let them know the real, you know, hey, me and your daddy were going through some things. He cheated. I love him. It's your brother. I mean, that's it. That's all you can do.
Man, that's a super good point. I'm so glad you brought up those points, because you're right. When you have those real little babies, I agree. You know what I'm saying? If it's like, okay, it may be something wrong there. That could be a sign, right? And when it comes to And you saying not really leaving because of that, because it depends on the age. And then also from a male perspective, you know, dating and you got a daughter, you know, and your daughter is feeling some type of way about the new woman that's coming around or whatever. So here's what I say. I truly feel like that's why it is real important that we do not bring our significant others around children early. If I'm in a relationship, or if I'm kicking it with a girl, and she has a child, I mean, I know a couple of people say I'm crazy, but I feel like I don't need to meet them. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, what I'm trying to build is with you, not with your child at this point. So that's why I didn't really agree. I know I wanted to say earlier, there are like a lot of people that say, you know what, if you date me, you date my children. No, you don't want to put that up front. You know, you don't
want to. Yeah, I mean, when you marry me, you marry me and my child.
There you
go.
There you go.
We get married, but if we date, no, I mean, I agree. And a lot of women, we have to stop bringing men, if you have a young child, a man around your kids like that. You know what I'm saying? You have to really, really get to know somebody and let it get real serious before they can even come in the house and meet this man. So I agree with
that's
you.
That leaves room for, you know, you bringing these men around your daughter and these sick people that be, you know what I'm saying, these pedophiles deep down, and they go to touching on your kids or touching on your children, and you be wondering why and how could that happen. You don't want to have these people around these folk early, man, because at the end of the day, what you're dealing is with them. And what that would do is it would actually give you time enough to, you know, see this person in different shades of emotions, to kind of see how they react and kind of get a better understanding of who they are before you say, all right, you come around my kid. At the end of the day, your child is not, if I'm dating you and we kicking it, your child is not my responsibility. Your child has a father, and your child's father should be there, you know, for your child. I'm here for you because we're building something. You need to get you a babysitter, come out, get out that house, get away sometimes. I'm not trying to build anything from a family structure with you this early, because I don't even know if I'm going to like you in a year. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how I'm going to feel, because it's too early. I don't know how I'm going to feel about you next month. That's something that I really wanted to point out. Go ahead.
Okay. And then I just want to say also, like, my experience, how I know you can't let kids or your children dictate who you're going to be with. Because, like you mentioned earlier, teenagers, because I have one of those, sometimes boys, when they're teenagers, they ain't going to like nobody, even though they have their own life and their little girlfriends. At first, it's going to take them a while to like anybody because they don't want you to be with nobody. A lot of times with the boys, it's something with boys and their mamas and being a teenager and then another man coming around. Sometimes they think they're the man. So you'll be unhappy if you just want to make your son happy. Then you'll be unhappy and lonely because he don't like that person. Live your life.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna take on the letter from a different perspective real quick before we go to the final thought. What about the elephant in the room, the baby mama drama? How many ladies are in relationships with guys that have kids by another woman, and that woman won't allow their relationship to flourish because of the fact that she still has that tie with him? That's how children on the outside also impact. Guess what? Can impact your relationship. So the best thing to do at that time is to be open with communication. Don't really bring people, don't bring kids around early. Get to know each other and try to build a strong foundation before you do that. You know, and understand that if you do, you have to understand that kids are going to be kids for a short time. Once they're gone, it's going to be totally left up to you and, you know, your ability to, you know, meet, mingle, and kick it with somebody. Right. So that's kind of that's the topic of discussion that we wanted to tackle. I apologize for the technical difficulties that we had earlier, right? But at the end of the day, we still got some great dialogue going. You know, we may even do a part two. But it's about that time, everybody. It's time for the final thought. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank the young lady for, you know, commenting. Thank everybody for commenting on Facebook. Thank you to Columbus, Miss Columbus, for representing for us, right? It's about that time now for what we call the final thought. So the final thought goes as follows. It's about this time. Now the final thing for those that don't know. Hey, it's a little spoken word that I put together, right, over this smooth, nice music. Y'all ready for this? My keys and your keys, the impact that children have on relationships. Wow. It goes a little something like this. Check it out. We all agree when Whitney sang, children are the future in life. And for couples to give birth is a major blessing. But in relationships that haven't had the time to build a strong foundation, babies teach us a very hard lesson. Our children come between lovers, distracting their attention away from each other. They drain your time, energy, emotion in the first few years. Your intimate times get cut short. Hugs and kisses and support makes it hard to focus on anything but paying the bills. Think about children out of wedlock, children from previous relationships, how they change the dynamic of what you have or what you're trying to start. After mentoring the number of couples that babies bring closer together, you have to mention the number of young couples they bring apart, right? Now we go from being together to baby mama, baby daddy. And some think of children as a deal breaker in dating. As difficult as it is to find the right one that's genuinely interested, you have to now hope they are genuinely attracted to your situation. What's your situation? Your situation is your baby, okay? I got a part I want to breathe one more time for you guys, okay? Now, I want to read this part because it's like, now think about children out of wedlock, children from a previous relationship, how they change the dynamic of what you have or what you're trying to start. After mentioning the number of couples that babies bring closer together, you have to mention the number of young couples that babies drive apart. Now, we love the kids, once again, but we got to get control of this. There's nothing wrong with having kids, but we need to start playing them. We need to start living our lives, enjoying each other's company, building a strong foundation of love, commitment, and all of those things that are in relationships. Travel. See the world. Work a little bit. Save up some money. Create a nest egg. And then say, let's have some kids. And I guarantee you, you're going to have a more stable family. Right? You're going to have less frustration. You're not going to be worried about bills and all this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is the Real Relationship Talk Show, where we do give real solutions, man. We give solutions. We don't just talk. We don't just throw around topics. You know what I'm saying? All right. So big shout out to 205-563. Big shout out to Miss Columbus. Remember, if you want to send us a letter, send it on Facebook. Or you can know what? That's Kenny Talk Experience. Or KennyTalk69@gmail.com. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. And like I love to say to all the ladies out there, kiss those lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. That's what I'm saying. Salute to all the fellas out there. Let's bring this baby mama drama to an end, right? Let's stop driving each other out of our lives because of frustration. And we'll see you next week. We're going to keep it in the heart. Another great topic. Dollhouse Radio's on Kenny Talk Experience. We out. Have a great weekend, everybody.